Well, I'm staying here because I have an opportunity to make an introduction now. An introduction of a real friend, your governor, Governor Daniels. I want you to know that I know something about being a governor. I was the governor of the state of Nebraska for 6 years before I was asked to come to Washington and take on this new position. And I don't hesitate a moment, ladies and gentlemen, in telling you that when it comes to naming the handful of really outstanding great governors in this nation, your governor is on everybody's list. The enthusiasm and excitement he brings to a project, the dedication, the stick-to-itiveness, if you will, is something to be admired. He did a great job for our nation in Washington when he was Director of Office of Management and Budget, and he's now doing a great job for your state and our nation as Governor of Indiana. Please help me with a very, very warm welcome for your governor, Governor Mitch Daniels.
I'm done advertising for Indiana Pork. You can go ahead. Mr. Secretary, it's a great honor any time you come to our state. If you had a flat tire in our state, it'd be a great honor. But today it's more than that. I want y'all to know how perfectly matched Secretary Mike Johanns is to the occasion that brings us together here, because he believes in things we believe in. Today is, it's been correctly said, is about energy self-sufficiency. It's about environmental stewardship. It's about innovation. It's about Indiana being a thought leader and being out front in trying to bring a necessary and important change to our own citizens and maybe some elsewhere. I'll just offer from my own thoughts, it's about one more thing that Mike Johanns believes in, and we certainly do here in Indiana. We believe in agriculture. We believe in small towns. We believe that the best days of places like Reynolds are yet to come, and we're out to prove it right here. In a nation where a lot of states, including some with proud ag traditions, seem to be for some reason headed the other direction, we disagree completely. You know, we believe that small town Indiana has more to offer than ever before to the investors and the businesses and the productive people of this world. I usually sum it up as cost, connections, and quality of life. We believe that if we take the right steps, if we think forward, if we're aggressive about projects like this, the advantages of low-cost environment, connections to the world, which we can see to by building the traditional infrastructure of roads and rails, building the new infrastructure as we have fiber and frequency and broadband, there's never been a better time to operate a business, invest, and try to make a return in a place like Reynolds and right now. And Biotown will remind the world of the last and very, very important dimension of the new small town resurgence that we seek, and that is the quality of life that has always been here and can be even greater. When we show the world that a place like Reynolds can provide all its own energy and more, can manage its environmental problems in the most sensitive way imaginable, and under conditions that are self-sustaining and renewable every year, we believe we can catch the attention of people who will understand this is an affordable place to live and work. This is a place in which I can have every connection to the customers and our fellow citizens in this world. And it is a place where life can be lived, as some of us think God intended, in a way that treats the land with reverence and which treats our neighbors with special respect. So, Mike Johanns is leading America in this direction. We're grateful to be playing some part in implementing his vision with what we believe is happening here at Biotown. I too want to thank all the private parties who have made today possible, those that Andy named earlier. It's essential to show that this project can run on its own, just as Biotown will. That this is not an endeavor that must be propped up with infinite taxpayer subsidies. From the very beginning, we are out to prove that this can be economically self-sustainable as it will be self-sustainable from an energy standpoint. So it just occurred to me coming down here, I just want to say to the real heroes of today, the people of Reynolds and Honey Creek Township, the land that we are meeting on not very many generations ago was populated by true pioneers who made a great life in this great place with their own wits and in a very self-sustaining way. They had no choice. And I don't think it stretches the point to say that those who are creating Biotown as a model for the rest of us and the rest of the world are the second generation of pioneers to be here. And we salute you for that and the pioneer spirit that you embody. Thank you very, very much. Someone has afforded me the privilege of presenting to the town that Charlie, I believe, will accept it on behalf of the town, a marker that records for history and for those who will follow us later on. One day when the world is full of Biotowns, maybe somebody will come here and remember where the first one was. They'll look at this marker that says that a visionary Secretary of Agriculture came out because he saw what was going to happen, and that a town full of pioneers made it possible for everybody else. Charlie, congratulations. Thank you.